You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and also bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are speaking with Drew Boyles, founder of HazawayToday.com, the nation's first residential hazardous waste removal company. The company, the first of its kind, offers a safe and convenient means for handling, removing, and disposing of dangerous chemicals, products, and other materials. Drew, welcome to the Green Business Podcast here on EPN.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours. So to kick things off, why are you in the business of household hazardous waste removal? Or another way to put that, when did the interest begin in this area?
Yeah, Eric, I've been involved with another concept. I'm a longtime entrepreneur, and for many years I've been involved with a company called 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And in that business, we remove junk, solid waste, trash, furniture, whatever someone might have. And for many years, we realized there was an unmet need. There was nobody servicing the hazardous waste side, one of the few things that we could not remove from our customers' homes. So I looked at that for a couple years, thought long and hard about it, realized there were a lot of obstacles in that space to getting started. It's a heavily regulated industry, and actually spent about 3 years with different due diligence, market research, and getting through all the licensing and permits that are required to operate in that space. And through that process, I realized there was a significant opportunity to make a difference. And the reason that is that there is a lot of hazardous waste on the planet. Something like 400 million tons of hazardous waste are being produced in the world each year, and that trend is only going to increase. And for a long time, I've been a big proponent of protecting the environment. I'm a surfer for over 20 years. I care a lot about what happens to our planet. And knowing that this is a big problem, we have an opportunity to not only solve customers' pain points by removing hazardous waste safely, conveniently from their homes and their businesses, but also helping the planet in the long term. So our long-term goal here at HazAwayToday.com is to actually reduce the amount of hazardous waste on the planet through a progressive reuse and repurpose program. Right now we're operating in Los Angeles in Orange County, California, and we have plans to go nationwide with this service here in the very short term. And again, long term, we want to actually reduce the amount of hazardous waste on the planet. So that's the real significant opportunity here, is to make the planet a better place.
Sounds like you've been doing a super job and have been for a long time. So why should people call HazAwayToday.com instead of disposing materials themselves?
Well, the first reason is to ensure that it's actually going to the right place. So unfortunately, people that don't know better might put this stuff in the trash, or even worse yet, put it down a storm drain or down a toilet where it ends up in wastewater treatment systems. And if you call us, you're going to ensure that we're going to dispose of it properly, recycle it whenever we can. In fact, roughly 50% of the waste that we currently pick up gets recycled right now. So that's another reason to use us, and also to just get it out of your home and your business, because a lot of these chemicals are dangerous. They can be poisonous, corrosive, and explosive. So they're not good for humans or animals, for that matter. So it's best just get them out of your home when you're not using them.
If you would, Drew, touch on some of the dangers of improper disposal of household hazardous waste.
Well, they can contaminate ground and surface water. There's an EPA stat out there. Something like 1 gallon of paint can contaminate as much as 100 gallons of water. That number might even be larger, but there's significant opportunity to contaminate drinking water if not treated properly, pollute large bodies of water, harming wildlife like oceans, lakes, and rivers, and again, harming people. And in fact, we're so committed to the environment and protecting our planet that early on, even before we launched, we formed a relationship with 1% for the Planet. And even though we're a startup and cash is tight, 1% of our revenue, not our net profit, but 1% of our revenue, which is a sizable commitment, is going to 1% for the Planet, which is all about protecting our environment.
We are speaking with Drew Boyles, founder of HazawayToday.com, the nation's first residential hazardous waste removal company, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the ePodcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Drew, what are some examples of household hazardous waste?
Yeah, think of all the stuff that tends to collect in the garage or the attic or a shed in the back. Do-it-yourself materials, automotive products, paint, paint thinners, drain openers, lighter fluids, pesticides, automotive products. I might have mentioned that already, but think of like oil, antifreeze, batteries, adhesives, just things like that. Typically, they're going to be chemicals and even soaps, things like that.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. And what can people at home do to reduce the risk of household hazardous waste?
Well, you can call us, first and foremost. Call HazawayToday.com. As I mentioned, we're operating in Southern California, but we'll soon to be nationwide. And we're trained professionals. We spend a lot of time ensuring that our employees know exactly how to identify, handle, containerize and transport hazardous waste. There's a lot that goes into that. You have to ensure that you're not putting incompatible chemicals together, and that you're handling it as safely as possible. Also, if you're not going to call us, which is fine for now, go ahead, don't overpurchase. Just buy the amount that you need. In fact, one of the things that we see in people's sheds when we go to large cleanup jobs is that they have many of the same item, and they might be just half opened or slightly used containers. So just do an inventory of the chemicals that you have before you go to buy more do-it-yourself products. And then if you need to and you want someone to come out and get it, or you're looking for a collection facility, well, actually, you're not going to find anyone to come out and get it unless you're here in Southern California, because I mentioned we're first of its kind. But there are places that you can take this stuff on your own typically, and the way to do that is just Google your local city or county's environmental health, solid waste, or public works department for information there. And then also make an effort to buy products that are less harmful. So typically you'll see things that indicate that they're better for the environment, they're biodegradable, that kind of thing. And whatever you do, do not dispose of household hazardous waste in the trash, on the ground, or in storm or sewer drains.
Certainly some great tips that we can apply immediately. It is HazawayToday.com. Drew, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Sounds great. Thanks for having us, Eric.
We have been speaking with Drew Boyles, founder of HazawayToday.com, the nation's first residential hazardous waste removal company. And for contact and for more information, again, it's HazawayToday.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
In my opinion and my experience, a brand is much more than that, and something much deeper. And it's what's at the core of any business. And essentially, when you first decide that you're going to go into business, whether it's retail, whether it's B2B, whether it's anything, you have an idea, you have a concept. And the very idea of your business and its initial kind of genesis is usually what fuels the brand. That's really the DNA of the brand. And that has to do with what type of business you want to have, what's going to separate it from the rest, and what's going to make it valuable to customers or clients. And so you have that value, that importance is one element of it. The other one is the purpose, which actually might be the most important of the three. And the third one is the difference, the differentiation. What makes your business not only valuable and important, but what also makes it completely different and unique from your quote-unquote competition?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.